Good morning. It's 24th of May. Our New Testament reading today is 1 Timothy chapter 6. In verse 12, we have the expression, "Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life." I'm going to read to you once again from Brother Alfred Nichols. For those of you who don't know, Brother Alfred was a classics master with considerable knowledge of both the language and culture of ancient Greece. I read, "It is clear that success in sport, particularly in athletics, depended as much in the ancient world as in the modern upon the rigorous training and preparation of the athlete. Before professionalism ruined the Greek ideal, as it has the present-day sporting scene, the honour and glory of winning the Stephanos, or crown, were considered more than ample reward for the concentrated effort of preparation, which is, in the modern jargon, known as the dedication of the sportsman. It is true that more material advantages might have been offered by the city which welcomed home its victor, tax concessions, citizens' privileges perhaps, and even a pension. But the principal prize was renown, symbolised by the wreath of leaves, the composition of which varied according to which of the four great games had seen the victory. The race for eternal life is a well understood figure, elaborated by Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery, that is, in the games, is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible." There is powerful exhortation here. The rewards for faithful striving are a crown of rejoicing, a crown of righteousness, a crown of life, a crown of glory, as we read in various epistles. Not in fact four different crowns, but one, the one that fadeth not away. Often, in ancient times, the crown was literally laid up, attached to the finishing post towards which the athlete ran. We can, therefore, look unto Jesus, the object of our faith, from start to finish, while all the noble victors of the past, who wrought great things by faith, assemble like a cloud to witness our struggle in our day of toil, urging us on to greater efforts by their example, as we read in Hebrews 12. We must, however, run free of the encumbrance of the sin, which, like the garment that should be laid aside as athletes strip for action, would otherwise cling to us and hamper the free movement of our limbs. When the Lord himself was in an agony, it was not so much that he was in physical pain, although the testimony that his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground, indicates that the experience overwhelmed him, body, soul and spirit. It was the agona, the contest with himself, which issued in the gentle resignation with which he yielded to his Father's will. So Paul could write in Philippians chapter 3 how he would press on, if so be that I may apprehend or lay hold on that for which also I was apprehended by Christ Jesus. But this one thing I do, forgetting the things which are behind and stretching forward to the things which are before, I press on toward the goal unto the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Inspired and instructed by such an example, as well as that of the Lord himself, Timothy too could be encouraged to fight the good fight of faith. It was truly described as good, because it was quite unlike the fight that others fought. This was a fight towards the goal of a sound, mature faith and its reward in eternal life. Thank you for listening.